What does the past sound like? Of course, when we're as far back in deep time as we are this week, we can have no real idea. We can imagine the unchanging sounds of nature, wind, rain, sea, river. But for us, history is silent. But if we can't hear the past, we can certainly see it. I'd like to introduce you to an object that's 13,000 years old, made by one of our ancestors who wanted to show his own world to himself, and in doing so, relayed that world with astonishing immediacy to us.
You can feel that here was somebody making this who must project themselves with huge imaginative generosity into the world around, and saw and felt in their bones that rhythm.
It is, I think, a masterpiece of Ice Age art, and it's also evidence of a huge change in the way in which the human brain was working.
Something between, say, 100,000 and 50,000 years ago happens in the human brain that allows this fantastic creativity, imagination, artistic abilities to emerge.
The swimming reindeer, made from mammoth tusk. Carved around 10,000 BC and found in France.
In the last two programmes, we looked at stone tools, which raised the question whether it's making things that makes us human. Could you conceive of being human without using objects to negotiate the world? I don't think I can. But there's another question that follows quite quickly once you start looking at these very ancient things. Our modern species, Homo sapiens, thinking man in the Latin, evolved in Africa at least 150,000 years ago. But around 50,000 years ago, something dramatic seems to have happened to the human brain. Because across the world, humans start to make patterns that decorate and intrigue, to make jewellery to adorn the body, and representations of the animals that share their world with them.